Welcome to the TEDx Youth Wrigleyville podcast, Youth American Style. I'm your host, Ann Johnsos. Sawyer Garrity is a 2019 graduate of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She's also a gun violence victim advocate, a musician, and a songwriter. At TEDx Youth Wrigleyville, she talked about building bridges with music. Her sidebar explains some of the ways she does that. Sawyer, thanks for joining me.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
At TEDx, you explained your reaction to the shooting, and you played a song that I didn't recognize at the very first song you played. What song was that?
That song was called Cigarette Daydreams. It's actually by a favorite band of mine called Cage the Elephant.
So you came home and you started playing, and that was kind of your way of starting to cope. You talked about using music to help you heal and how you and your friend Andrea Pena wrote Shine. What was your process?
Well, first, I just was in my room and watching the news over and over again, and I texted her, and she was kind of feeling the same way, where she told me she couldn't stop watching the news and that it kind of felt unhealthy and like a pattern we really couldn't break. And so then I was just like, why don't we write a song? And I didn't really think anything would come from it. I didn't really think the song would be written. But then, like, 10 minutes later, she sent me a voice memo, and it was a recording of just some chords that she threw together. And I just immediately was, like, inspired. And I just wrote the whole chorus then. And then it just kind of was back and forth through text for a while. And then I actually went over to her house, and we finished the song there at her house.
So you started with the chorus?
Yeah, I wrote the chorus first.
And that's really the anthem, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say. It's the most uplifting part of the song.
Yeah. So when you played Shine on CNN Town Hall, the audience held up their phones with flashlights. What went through your head?
While we were playing the song at the Town Hall, honestly, the only thing going through my head was that I had to sing this for my community, and I had to see if they were feeling the same way I was. Because I know what I was going through, and I knew how the song made me feel after writing it, and I just wanted to be able to give that back to my community. And so I think seeing the flashlights while we were singing really just made me realize that this song really did have the same effect on the rest of the community as it did on me and Andrea.
So the song inspired a nonprofit called Shine MSD. Tell me about the goals and what you guys have done so far.
Okay, so basically the goal of Shine MSD is to create a place where people can just learn to heal after any form of trauma through art. And it's also to spread awareness to art therapy and the effect that it can have on people. And we've been doing a lot since we created the nonprofit. We created a summer camp called Camp Shine, which is completely free for the kids of MSD. And the kids come in and they can choose three different forms of art. There's drama, art like painting and drawing and stuff, and music. So once they choose like one of the three, they go into a group and they work with a trained like trauma-informed art therapist on different ways of expressing themselves through that form of art.
So I read a little bit about Camp Shine, and I think it's a fantastic idea. So the website describes it as storytelling, painting, songwriting, photography, drama, lyric analysis, graffiti and street art, and more. So when the kids come, do they pick those specialties first, or do they get there the first day and say, "Ooh, this sounds good"?
There's kind of a brief overview, group thing where each person will talk about their own group, and then the kids can just decide what they want to do from there. So the first day that they get there, they kind of decide.
Okay, and you said it's free for all the kids from the school. Are you going
it's
to open
free
it
for everyone?
It's free for everyone. So where do you find the participants? You know, who can come? How do they apply? What's that process?
Basically, well, right now the camp is just in Parkland, but we're trying to be able to spread it to other communities as well. And basically, who can come in is just anyone who lives in the area who's going into the school or who is already at the school or, like, knew someone who was at the school or has, like, a sibling at the school. It's not really set in stone as to who can come and who can't come. So it's kind of open.
That's great. And then do you have any plans to expand it to survivors of other traumatic incidents?
Yeah, that is a huge goal of ours. We really just want to be able to spread it to all communities that have experienced any form of trauma. So not just like gun violence, but maybe like natural trauma too, natural disasters, like places that have had hurricanes, stuff like that. And we just want to be able to spread it to as many places as possible. And not just big gun violence events like what happened at my school, but also like in city places where people experience gun violence every day.
Right, sure. You recently started college. What are you studying, and what do you want to be when you grow up?
Okay. I recently started college at University of Miami, and I'm studying this major called MADE, which is basically a songwriting major, and I have a music business minor. And I really want to try and get a master's in music therapy, and I just want to do something with music that can help people. I don't really know specifically what that's going to be yet, but I know that I just want to be able to make music, and I want to be able to help people and stay active as an activist and in the political world as well.
You're off to a great start. Your talk was amazing. I wish you all the best and continued success.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Sawyer Garrity for joining us on the TEDx Youth Wrigleyville podcast, Youth American Style. For more podcasts about youth and ways to guide them, please check out my other podcast, A-Parent-Lee, Apparently, on iTunes and at WGNRadio.com.